Woke, liberal, University of California, Berkeley parents, they're hiring private security to protect their children, the students, from a violent crime surge. Huh. This is shocking. Didn't you see Berkeley? Didn't they go down that whole defund the police thing? Now crime's escalated up. Weird. How'd that happen? Here we go. July 6th, 2020. Here's what UC Berkeley looked like. Berkeley students joined the growing call to defund the campus police. This is on the tails of the whole Fentanyl Floyd thing. Just this incredibly genius idea that we defund the police. We'll just have to see how this goes. Let's get rid of all those cops because you know what? I mean, they're just a pesky nuisance to society anyway. We don't need them. We don't need them. Oh, now we don't have enough and our children are being assaulted at school. So I guess we need to hire our own. I mean, just full circle in a few years. How do these people not work through this? How do they not understand? Oh, I see. Defund the police. Crime escalates. My kids are in danger. I got to pony up more money. Yeah. Is that what we're doing? Apparently so, right? Parents of students at University of California, Berkeley have become so concerned about their offspring safety that they've hired private security to secure the local vicinity. Yes, there are police there. No, they didn't defund them all. But, you know, cops got other things to do too, besides babysit a bunch of children who's, went into that whole Fentanyl Floyd thing. Defund the police, greatest thing ever. San Francisco Gate reports that parents were forced to take matters into their own hands amid a surge in violent crime around the UC Berkeley campus, located outside of San Francisco. Parents and community members of Safe Bears, a nonprofit organization started in 2022. Interesting, right? The Fentanyl Floyd in 2020. About a year go by, this isn't working out the way we thought it would. And then by 2 years later, we need to get together a coalition of you and donate a bunch of money because our kids aren't safe. Yeah, that whole defund the police thing, it didn't quite work out the way that we thought the virtue signaling would. So could you spare us $1,000? We need to keep the kiddies safe. So they raised $40,000 at the end of 2023 to launch the pilot program, which started March 6th and concludes on Saturday. All right, March 6th to call it March 20 whatever. That is not that long. Not that long. So just we had just a little bit of a window there of security. Now we're going to have to go back to just anything goes, the purge. Six security guards from Street Plus, a third-party contractor, are patrolling five routes around the campus and the university's residence halls on foot and by bicycle from 6:30 p.m. to 3 a.m. daily. The security guards are not armed and will not enter university property, the website says, but are trained in de-escalation and CPR. Now that's good to know, because if your son or your daughter is bleeding out from, a gunshot wound, then you can, bring them back to life, get a little CPR going. That this is more just a, we hope that another pair of adult eyes looking at things are going to keep things a little bit safer. Because without a gun, what good is a security guard? You know what I mean? It's kind of like, okay. They're trained in de-escalation and CPR. They must also earn a California Guard card from the California Bureau of Security and Investigative Services, requiring them to clear a background check from the California Department of Justice and FBI. If they're in Washington State, you wouldn't have to get that if you're an illegal immigrant. You just cruise right on through. No professional license is off limits. You can just get whatever you need. It's Washington State's way of saying, hey, thanks for being here. Here's your professional license. So maybe think about that next time you need to get together your own private security force. Yeah. While the program will not be continuing beyond this weekend, parents hope that they will be able to convince the university to take more action. Huh. Yeah, the whole school was wrapped up in the whole defund the police movement. That's interesting. Yeah, that happened. And now, interestingly enough, just a few years later, you're hoping that you can get more security. You're hoping that you can get more police coverage. Why is that? Why is that? Well, the rest of us reasonable people know defunding the police was an idiotic, stupid, moronic idea, that the fruition of that is this. This is exactly what you get. I was at, last time I was at UC Berkeley. I've been there a couple of times. The last time would have been maybe 1994, something like that. My wife and I knew a student who went there, and she played softball for UC Berkeley. And we went and visited. Beautiful campus. I mean, a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun stuff to do. We cruised all around town. We're just hanging out. Stayed in downtown San Francisco. This is back when it was relatively safe. There weren't a bunch of lunatics running around. It was nice. It was fun to go visit San Francisco. It was fun to stay in downtown. Love to know where I stayed now and just take a look and see, hey, how's that looking? But I have great memories of UC Berkeley. I mean, I knew at the time that it was kind of this liberal school. You know, it had this long, big history of, you know, just a bunch of stuff going on, right? But now you're at that spot where you're like, okay, bunch of liberal parents, little Johnny and Susie, they're not exactly safe. Yeah, we don't want to bring that up because, you know, you can't have that. While we will not be extending the length of our private safety pilot beyond March 23rd, we will certainly continue to push the administration at UC Berkeley to do more to protect students from violence. That's interesting. Sagar Jathani, president of Safe Bears, told SFGate. The move comes amid a surge in violent crime in the local area, which is notorious as one of the most left-wing places in the entire country. Interesting. But what do you think about that? We've got a violent crime surge in one of the most left-wing places in the entire country. Huh. Who would have thought? Now, you don't, where you don't see violence happening is in communities where a lot of the folks are armed and people are self-sufficient. You don't see that a lot, do you? Because you'd probably be killed. But in Oakland, in San Fran, in any of these areas, Seattle, Portland, people know that there aren't enough cops running around. People know that, you know, they can get away with whatever. So why wouldn't they go down these roads of just, I'm going to do whatever the F I want. You know, crime does pay, and it pays very well right now. Nobody wants to admit that. Criminal activities, they're dropping. Okay, well, then why are the parents here at UC Berkeley? Why are they taking such extraordinary measures as literally paying for own private security? According to Berkeley Scanner, over the course of 2023, robberies increased by 29%. You don't say. Huh. And I bet you that's actually probably more like 40%, because a certain percentage of the kids are like, yeah, screw it. I need to just go and get high and then study for my whatever test. I'm not going to report that whatever being taken from me. You know what I mean? And that's high likelihood of happening. Property crime is up by 58%. Okay. All right. And sex crimes remained around the same. Is that good? It doesn't give us statistics on that, but anytime you've got that whole horrible property crime by 58%. You know, that's a huge number. And so you've got a ton of shenanigans going on, is bottom line here, right? That's just what you got. And the fact that it's happening at UC Berkeley, you get what you pay for, which in their case, you defunded the police. That means money going out of the police department. Yeah. Okay. So now you're going to have to kick in because you feel like, oh. So what about parents at schools where money isn't flowing like water? What about their children? What about their children that are suffering? I mean, UC Berkeley, the reason we're talking about it is because it's a liberal left-wing environment, right? I mean, it's super hardcore. It's just, yeah. And they happen to have the money to be able to kick in this $40,000 to make this happen. What about other areas of the country where also defunded the police because it was, you know, around the Fentanyl Floyd era? It was just the most genius thing to do. What about those parents of those kids? And I could say they could be of any walk of life, but what I'm getting at is lower socioeconomic areas did the same thing, defunded the police. They don't have the money to keep their kids safe. Who gets impacted more? The kids at UC Berkeley, the kids at some other school where don't have the resources. Yeah. So how's that work out? So that whole defund the police thing, maybe need to rework that again. It's having a comment with somebody in one of the YouTube comments. Never read the YouTube comments. I say nonsense to that. I read almost every single one that I can get to. Sometimes the comments are just coming at me 100 miles an hour and I can't get to them. But one of the comments today was, let's see if I can remember how it goes. So the whole, you know, defund the police thing, it didn't work out, but stay with me here. What do you say we defund the police anyway? Is one of those comments. It's like, yeah, this is a terrible idea, but, you know, let's just give it a run. We know that it probably won't work, but, you know, let's just see what happens. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? Crime explodes and parents got to pay for private security for their little spoiled kiddies. I'm not saying all the kids at UC Berkeley are spoiled, but, yeah, get some private security because things aren't going well. Huh, shocking. Oakland is on its way or is there to just literally being its own third world country in California, isn't it? I mean, some of the stories I am reading out of there, you're like, is this a picture of Haiti or is this a picture of Oakland? I can't really tell. I mean, it's so bad. I mean, some of 14,000 cars, vacated cars, been left on their streets. 14,000? It's like, that's junkyard for days. And the whole bipping, breaking and entering, you know, dash and grab, that whole thing where you've got an entire, you know, new level of English language to describe the crime going on in East Bay, in SoCal right now, right? So, despite its reputation as a left-wing breeding ground with a total disregard for freedom of speech, UC Berkeley remains one of the most prestigious universities in the English-speaking world. All right, I think you can have that. I think you can just have that. I don't have a lot of good or bad to say about UC Berkeley. I've just known some people that have gone to school there. They're okay. They were fine. But, you know, where did they end up in life? I have no idea, right? Among its most famous alumni include Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, the Woz, former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, and former Secretary of Labor Robert Reich. I do not care about any of those people. What I think is funny is that when somebody, and not funny, but it's like you get what you pay for. You went down the whole road of defunding the police. Fentanyl Floyd is the greatest, you know, figure ever to the community. He just wasn't. He was not. And then that whole uprising over that thing, just absolutely taking advantage of somebody's death, George Floyd's death, and spinning it into this whole, it's the worst thing ever. And then to have communities react like this. Yeah. I mean, it just kind of goes to show that whole left-wing thing. I mean, they know that this stuff is just harebrained. It's just harebrained. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, you know, now, honestly, you're going to take money out of the police department, you're going to give it to community, and you're going to expect the quality of life to remain the same, if not, you know, get a little bit better. I mean, that's literally what you're telling me. And then instantly things just, you know, crime just explodes. And here we are, 2024. The crime factors, you know, it depends on what story you read, but, oh yeah, crime's dropping. Well, it's because nobody's reporting it. Nobody's reporting it. And when you actually look at the stories, one of my stories today is in Denver. They're closing down a credit union just out of the blue. Yeah, we got to close it down because the crime coming out of the homeless shelter next door is horrific. And you're like, okay, which genius came up with the idea of, you know, massive homeless shelter next to a credit union? They don't care where they put this stuff in, right? They don't really care that, oh, our virtue signaling might have an impact down the road. That's not even really within the consideration. It's just, this is the greatest idea ever. Let's just go ahead and put this credit union right here. Or actually, it was, we're going to convert a hotel into this homeless place, which happens to be next door to the credit union. And then, did you ever think that bringing in a bunch of nut jobs, because that's a lot of the people that need housing, are coming off the streets, because we don't have enough mental institutions, and we certainly don't have enough treatment for them, whether it's drugs or mental health care or whatever, don't have it. So all of those people coming off the streets who are oftentimes addicted to some crazy, crazy drugs that just make them even more psychotic than they already are. Yeah. Did you ever think that maybe putting that next to a credit union wouldn't be the greatest of concepts? Putting it next to anything is not going to be the greatest of concepts, is it? Because you're going to have massive fallout. You're going to have massive impact from that. Same thing here with, you know, defunding the police. And, oh, you're in Oakland? You're in Oakland. Gavin Newsom, he really went at the mayor of Oakland and the city council, because he had, what, 114 million? I can't remember. He had this massive number of dollars, of resources to fight crime, to literally fight crime. And Oakland couldn't get their act together to submit their proposal to get some of that free state money. Oakland couldn't work out, oh, we got to get these forms in. It's like, okay, you guys are mentally not engaged there. You're in the midst of a massive crime run up, and you can't even apply for funds that are just like literally handed to you. Just here you go. Take some. And Gavin Newsom, three times at one event recently, he said, Oakland, you didn't apply. Yeah, you didn't get the funds. We had the funds there available to you. Let's see, San Fran got this many, a million, 11 million. Whomever else got 14 million. This other city here got 8 million. Oakland, which has probably the greatest crime issues overall of any city in California right now, they got the big goose egg. They got the big zero because their government is functioning so poorly and they've got such a bad mayor that this is what happens. Complete breakdown. And that's where you sit with this story as well. All right. Things aren't going so good at UC Berkeley, the bastion of left-leaning thinking. They're not going so well to the point where, yeah, we still want to send our kids there because we want to be able to virtue signal that our kids went to UC Berkeley. And it might have some higher education opportunities you don't have elsewhere. I get that. Yeah, kids are learning a lot. I get that. Oh, they're going to do stunningly, you know, whatever they're doing down the road. Okay, that's fine. But if you got to come and put together $40,000 for private security for guys without guns for your kid to go to school, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, maybe that's not a school you want to send your kids to. I don't know. Just a thought. Just a small thought. I don't know. Does that kind of make sense? I wouldn't want to send my kid to a school here in Seattle if it was just like, all right, your daughter's got a 1 in 3 chance of being sexually assaulted by the time she's a junior in college. I mean, we've had a lot of assaults over at the University of Washington. Because you got a bunch of nut jobs. You got a bunch of whacked out people that are taking services from the community in the university district. I've shot video of that. And you're going to have some people who just, she can sense my meth energy. She wants it. And they're just whacked out of their mind. You're going to have some of that. That's just going to happen when you put a bunch of Looney Tune drug addicts that are mental to begin with in a community where you've got a bunch of college students. And in UC Berkeley, you've kind of got a combination, but more importantly, you've just got crime through the roof. Cars being stolen, people being assaulted, There was an armed carjacking about a year ago at UC Berkeley. Probably some kid just driving his nice parents' BMW, whatever, you know, from somewhere in LA, UC Berkeley. And somebody just comes up to him with the gun and says, "Need your car, son." And that's the end of the white BMW, the white family BMW. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. No, it's no joking matter when kids are, you know, they've got safety issues, but it's also kind of like, all right, so what did we learn from this? Did we learn anything from this? Where's your virtue signaling now? How does your virtue signaling for that 40K of private security, how's that all working out? Do you guys talk about that good, you know, behind closed doors? You know, we're sending our kids here and they did that whole defund the police thing. That wasn't very smart. But at the time, we thought it was just the greatest thing. Do you ever think they have those conversations? Like, do they ever have a, I told you that wouldn't work out. I told you this was a terrible idea. No, because it kind of goes back to my thought earlier when we're talking about, you know, comments on the videos. Hey, it's a terrible idea, defund the police, but stick with me. Hey, here's a new thought. How about we defund the police and we just run with that and see what happens? See where, I mean, let's just try it out. Let's just give it a go. You don't hear much about that anymore, do you? Defund the police. Huh. It's because story after story after story keep coming in on, yeah, maybe we need more police in here. And in whichever way you want to go on the defunding of the police thing, you know, if you want to say less is better, that's fine. I'll take cops from your community and I'll bring them to mine because I believe the opposite, which is law and order.
Yeah.
You've got more of that, the more that you have people that are actually respecting the law. Huh. And sometimes you need police officers to enforce said respecting the law. Otherwise, you don't have any. And in California, in many communities, that's exactly what you've got. And Seattle, same thing. Oregon, Portland, you betcha. Not enough cops, can't do the basics daily. So these Looney Tunes and criminals know, hey, we can get away with this and there's no repercussions. There's absolutely zero repercussions. Other than, you know, maybe they'll get a... they'll get a roof over their head for not very long. I mean, maybe overnight. They'll get maybe a couple of meals in there. And that's called jail. That's how they look at it. Little stint in jail. Maybe I'll sober up for a day or two. You know, let the veins get back to carrying blood and whatnot instead of that just constant whatever it is they're sticking in them. Yeah, brutal stuff. Brutal stuff. But this one was interesting from the standpoint of how's that working out for you? How about those defund the police apples? How about them apples? Yeah. How'd that work out? Yeah. And this isn't over. I mean, this criminal activity, till you get a handle on it, and what's it going to take to get a handle on some of this stuff? You have to throw people in jail. You're going to have to incarcerate them. You think UC Berkeley area, do you think they're really going after that? No. This is here to stay. This is here to stay for a while. Because it doesn't just all of a sudden, disappear, right? The impact, the adverse impact from something like this. It's here. All right. So people or parents at UC Berkeley, get out that extra checkbook because you're going to need to write more of these checks for private security because this isn't going away anytime soon. It's just not. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thank you so much for being here. I'd love to have you subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. We're dropping two videos Monday through Friday. One video on Saturday, one on Sunday. Don't want to have you miss any of that. Thanks again for being here, and I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.